#KCSoccerBeat, only on KC 107.7.
Warren, welcome to KC 107.7.
Thank you very much for having me.
So I'm here with you at Tigerberg today. You've got the Business Expo. It's your second one this year. What's the thinking behind this expo?
We're very blessed to have a lot of SMMEs in our area. In fact, I think I mentioned it a bit earlier, we've got over 5,000 SMMEs in the Parabelville area. A lot of them, though, go unnoticed and unrewarded for their effort and their hard work. So this is really just our attempt at trying to expose a couple of those businesses to a broader market, to corporate buyers, to a network of potential customers that we can try and lift them up and give them an opportunity to create scale within their business.
So this is an initiative of the Greater Belleville Partnership, am I right?
Greater Tigerberg Partnership.
Tigerberg Partnership. Tell us a little bit about that.
We are a not-for-profit company. We work very closely with the City of Cape Town. They're one of our funders, but not our only funder. We rely quite heavily on grant funding as an NPC. We work with the city to drive urban regeneration in Belleville. So we really are an advocate for the area. We promote Belleville as a destination, both for investment and upliftment, as well as getting involved in social and community development programs, environmental programs, and then really creating a case for economic growth and job creation for the area.
So Belleville's a big area, and there was always buzz online, and I think people just speculate that this is the next CBD. Some Gautengers think this is the next Four Ways and Sandton. Where are we with the project?
Belleville is the place to be. So it's always been the second biggest economic hub in Cape Town. Cape Town, as you know, is a uni city, is massive. The CBD still takes a lot of the attention away from typically what Cape Town is, but yet the CBD isn't the end of Cape Town. You know, the Cape Town doesn't end at the docks. The Belleville is a economic hub, both from a big business point of view, Sanlam, TFG, Vodacom, but more so from an informal trade, small business, guy on the street trying to make a living. There are so many people driving this economy, and the importance of that and the scope that we have for development, both commercial and residential, is massive. So from any development point of view, any business location point of view, if you were traveling from Johannesburg and you needed a place to locate a business, there's no better place than Belleville. We have a 360-degree development viewpoint. You can develop everywhere. There's a really well-founded infrastructural support base. There's roads, there's access to routes, there's everything is here that you need.
The opportunities, I mean, always when we talk about this, and you know, you're a partnership with the city, which is the state, it's a level of government, and people sit on the outside and they think, is this going to work? So what are the kind of opportunities you're creating here?
Opportunities economic for growth and investment.
Yep.
So one of our key roles is a stakeholder engagement partner, where we bring parties together. And one of those would typically be how we bring the private sector, whether it's a developer or a business owner, closer to government and closer to the channels within the city environment. So when we talk about ease of doing business and our collaboration with the city on the ease of doing business indexes, application processes, we can try and connect and short circuit a lot of those processes through our connections within the city and try and create a harmonious investment platform.
What kind of businesses are starting to see this as an opportunity?
We saw a big drive. We obviously a very highly dense educational hub. We've got three major universities, some of the biggest TVET colleges in the area, a lot of schools. So education is a really important place. So transversing that into job creation and entrepreneurship is really, really important. However, creating development, accommodation, commercial is... We saw a lot of stuff happening around student housing, and that on its own was a component, and people saw that as an opportunity. Everyone jumped into student housing. But affordable accommodation, I believe, is a far bigger piece of the pie.
More sustainable as well.
And more sustainable, and because of our access to market, we sit on the biggest transport hub and the biggest transport interchange in Cape Town, in fact, in the Western Cape. So having access to all around Cape Town from one central location, affordable accommodation should be based nowhere else. Public transport is critical, and the resurrection of public transport in this country is really important. But once that happens, affordable accommodation near or close by to public transport hubs is going to be the way forward, as our international cities have developed.
Warren, thank you very much. I look forward to engaging.
#KCSoccerBeat, only on KC 107.7.